Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe, joined by Scott Zolak. The Patriots, they finally get back to 500, huh? 2-2 on the season. Now, Zo, they were dead and buried in this game. 21-7 at one point, and because of some of the leads that they've lost in earlier this year and last year, did you feel like they were dead and buried, or did you feel they had what it took
to come back? I thought there were so many opportunities, and I thought they did it offensively to themselves. This was not Buffalo's doing. Right. This was the Patriots doing, and you know that game was 7-0, and it seemed, and it had the feel that the Patriots were up to about 20-3, somewhere in that area, but you can't leave a team like Buffalo around. They'll believe that they're in the game. I think the Patriots are a better team. I think they're better coached. I thought they outclassed them in the first half, but you can't kill yourself with errors, you know, with stalled drives, with allowing teams, and especially on the defensive side, to convert 3rd-and-12, 3rd-and-15. You can't let them do that, but defensively, somehow, they make a play when they need it, you know, whether it's the big spikes hit. The spikes hit before the half, I thought, was the key, and that's the one that really swung everything. Because right there, if you get buried right there, now all of a sudden 12 minutes, what's the adjustment you make? You're going to go 2 minutes the rest of the way.
Well, I thought they left a lot of points on the board in the first half, and Gostkowski's two missed field goals. That could have come back to haunt them in terms of the entire season.
It's like your golf game.
But my golf game could use a lot of help. Maybe you can help me out. But I feel like what really was sort of the among the plays of the game, they established the running game to such an extent that play-action touchdown to Rob Gronkowski really told the story of this offense for this team, establishing that run game to 100-yard rushers.
A lot of worries on this trip coming here. You find out Logan Mankins isn't with the team.
Right.
You know, you walk the sideline prior to the game, that's the story. But Dante Scarnecchia did one heck of a job. And the story all week is going to be the two running backs going over 100 yards. I thought Brady, second week in a row, controlling tempo, putting them in a right play. Seems like everything's on his shoulders. He looks like Peyton Manning 5 years ago, you know, the way he operates on offense. And this is what we anticipated this offense being potentially. You know, once they start hitting on all cylinders, everybody spread it out, catches, runs, everything. It was great. Brady even scored on a run.
That's right. Big difference.
Took 17 seconds.
Understatement of the year right here, Zo. Big difference between 1-3 and 2-2. Does this turn the tide a little bit in terms of how you felt about the 2012 season as recently as the last couple days?
Yeah, I think from the outside you look at it, and Bill Parcells always said, you are what you are. But, you know, talking to Bill before the game, they're two plays away from being 3-0, and I think they truly believe they're an undefeated team. That's the way they look at it. And not to say that the refs cost them anything or this and that. It's their own fault. You know, there were opportunities throughout those weeks to win. They played poorly against Arizona, yet had a chance to win. Baltimore, another story. But I thought they were phenomenal today, second half on.
They start with 3 out of 4 games on the road. They're back at home against Peyton Manning and the Broncos next week, so they can get over 500 for the first time this year. Zo, thank you, as always. We'll see you at Gillette Stadium next week.
It is Buffalo. And like I said, and I've always stated for the last 20 years, the best thing about Buffalo is when those horns blow, 1 hour we get to leave Buffalo. I'll see you below.
We're on the way out. Thanks
a
lot, Zo. There he goes. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.